This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. It appears that it is finally over. President Donald Trump endorsed a three-week spending bill Friday that ends the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
After insisting for weeks the shutdown would continue until Democrats gave in to his demand for border wall money.
I will sign a bill to open our government for 3 weeks.
Giving bipartisan lawmakers 3 weeks to discuss border security spending. The bill ending the shutdown does not have any wall money, and Democrats say the president gave in to their demand that the government reopen with no conditions.
Hopefully now the president has learned his lesson.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's hopeful for a deal in the next 3 weeks. The president says if that one doesn't have money for a wall, he'll declare a national emergency and build it. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Later Friday, the House and Senate agreed to fund most government agencies until mid-February and find a solution for the border security issue. AP's Jackie Quinn has details.
Just hours after President Trump agreed to the deal to end the government shutdown, the Senate approved the plan and then the House.
Without objection, the Senate amendment is agreed to.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was asked if they can meet the three-week deadline to come up with a border security plan, with the president still demanding a wall.
Democrats are committed to border security, and we think we have some better ideas about how to do so.
The breakthrough came after federal workers missed another paycheck and air travel around the country was disrupted. House Democratic Leader Steny Hoyer.
We should never repeat this exercise of shutting down government again.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Then late Friday, President Donald Trump signed the bill at the White House, officially ending the government shutdown after 35 days. This is VOA News. One of President Donald Trump's key campaign aides, Republican strategist Roger Stone, was arrested and indicted in Florida Friday. AP correspondent Terry Spencer was in the courthouse in Fort Lauderdale and reports Stone was charged with obstructing justice, lying to Congress, and witness tampering.
He appeared calm. His hands were and his legs were shackled. The judge said that he could be released on $250,000 bail. He agreed that he would only travel to South Florida, Washington, and New York. He agreed that he would give up, well, he didn't have a passport, but he said that he would not get a passport. Outside, he came down and he was defiant. He said he did not commit any crime. He said that he is obviously a longtime friend and advisor of President Trump, but that they did nothing wrong, that they did not conspire with WikiLeaks. There was protests going on both sides. There were people chanting, lock him up. There were people over here who were chanting in support of Mr. Stone.
Roger Stone is now the sixth Trump associate charged in special counsel Robert Mueller's probe of Russian interference in the 2016 election. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has called a special meeting of the U.N. Security Council on Saturday to discuss Venezuela's political crisis. Speaking at the State Department on Friday afternoon, Pompeo said that every country should recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido as the legitimate leader of Venezuela.
We'll work with all nations to try and achieve that outcome. We think every country ought to take steps towards achieving that and not side with this cruel dictator in Venezuela, who has caused so much devastation for the people of Venezuela.
Pompeo also announced the appointment of former diplomat Elliot Abrams as a special envoy tasked with helping restore democracy to the South American nation. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said Friday that his country would oppose U.S. policy. Russia and China have said the United States should not meddle in Venezuela's internal affairs. A mining dam collapsed in Brazil Friday, overflowing a torrent of mud on a nearby community and leaving 7 people dead and an estimated 150 people missing. Officials say that scores of people are trapped in areas flooded by the river of sludge released by the dam near the town of Brumadinho in the southeastern state of Minas Gerais. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro says that he will fly to the affected area on Saturday. The United Nations says the 2 UN peacekeepers from Sri Lanka were killed when their convoy hit a landmine in the West African nation of Mali. A UN spokesman said a peacekeeper from Burkina Faso was injured in a separate attack on Thursday. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.